Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 12th through 14th at the SageNet Center. Presented by Oklahoma Farm Bureau, more than 350 exhibitors will showcase the latest ag products and services. Enjoy live cattle equipment demonstrations and daily horse training seminars with Craig Cameron. You could win $1,000 in show bucks daily at 1 p.m. courtesy of Can-Am. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. For details and an interactive floor plan, visit TulsaFarmShow.com.
Rural Oklahoma entrepreneurs and innovators looking to grow their businesses and develop their ideas are invited to attend the Southwest Oklahoma Small Business Resource Conference, February 28th at Southwest Technology Center in Altus. Hosted by a collaboration of rural business resource providers, the conference will feature everything you need to succeed. From breakout sessions to our trade show, the conference will put Oklahoma's world-class business resources at your fingertips. Visit LaunchRuralOK.com to register today.
Well, the holiday season is upon us, which means it is officially Give a Ham Challenge time. Oklahoma Farm Report's Ron Hayes caught up with Joe Locke, the director of sow operations for Tyson's Pork Group and the Oklahoma Pork Council president, to talk a little bit about Giving Tuesday and Give a Ham.
So it really started off that it really was I give a ham, then I challenge somebody else and they give a ham, you know. But since then, since Kylie Denise, our new executive director, took over 4 years ago, she says this has to be a big ham deal, H-A-M deal. And what she's asked us to do is, let's not just do a ham. Let's find ways to give pork and more pork and more pork. The company I work for, the Hanor Company, this year we've given away 1,200 pounds of fresh pork to our local loaves and fishes. And we did that through the United Way of Northwest Oklahoma.
So with that in mind, this is all about obviously promoting pork, but also helping the community.
You bet. And it really is a focus, a focus on helping the community. That's really what we want to do here. It's that time of year. You know, I drove down here today and I came down Pennsylvania Avenue and I see that there's such a need for this kind of thing. You know, those who've been given much, we need to give back. And that's really what this is about.
Locke talks a little bit about the process.
So we started off on Giving Tuesday. We started the process where our current president, Joe Locke, challenged Governor Stitt. And now each one of us board members, we get challenged. I got challenged by Brett Ramsey. He's with Blue and Gold Sausage. And so I'm here today to carry that forward with you, Ron, where we're going to challenge you to give a ham this season.
Well, the Give a Ham campaign is a national effort to promote pork to consumers, and those who participate are helping their neighbors and those in need. Oklahoma's Pork Council is going all out to spread the concept statewide. Well, farm labor has been an ongoing issue for the ag industry, with Republicans in control of both the House and the Senate beginning on January the 3rd, and President Donald Trump returning to the White House on the 20th. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval says he'll be pushing lawmakers on Capitol Hill next year to revise that H-2A visa program. The H-2A program allows U.S. employers to temporarily hire non-immigrants from different countries for agricultural services throughout the years. However, the program has not been modernized since 1986. H-2A workers in Indiana must be paid the adverse effects wage rate, which is $18.18 an hour. Meanwhile, the state's minimum wage rate is $7.25 an hour. So to complicate matters further, H-2A workers in other states may also be paid the prevailing wage, which is the average wage paid to similarly employed workers in a specific occupation in the area of intended employment. You've got farm news.
Livestock risk protection. It's a great tool to help protect your cattle operation from falling cattle prices. And Dakota Moss knows LRP.
The best thing a producer can do if they are utilizing LRP in their operation is to be proactive as possible, and they need to know their numbers, know their business, and be watching those prices to figure out, okay, here's when I'm marking my cattle. That price looks amazing. Let's not hope for something better tomorrow. Let's get that put on so we can sleep good at night.
Learn more by going to Livestock Risk Services.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.